Warwick Hadfield wants to talk cricket too. Warwick, in the men's team, things are moving forward. There is a new face in the one-day lineup as the coach searches for some answers.
Well, it's the coach, Fran, and the chairman of selectors, John Inverarity, and you could say we're moving forward. Fawad Ahmed, this young, well, not so young, 31 years of age, this leg spinner, young in terms of his experience in cricket, has been picked in the one-day side. Now, his narratives is a fascinating one. He didn't make his debut, as most people who play for Australia do, with New South Wales or Victoria. He made his first-class debut with the infamous town of Abbottabad in Pakistan. That's where he was born, in Pakistan, up in the frontier, the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan, and he was persecuted because he played cricket and coached cricket. Others in that part of the world didn't like it so much, so eventually he became a refugee in Australia and has had his citizenship fast-tracked, and he's had his selection into the Australian one-day side too fast-tracked, and he'll be playing in the series that follows the Australians Ashes series in the next little while in England. And you'd have to say the fascination to find a new Shane Warne has thrown up a lot of interesting characters in the last 4 or 5 years.
Well, you can see why they keep trying, though. It'd be quite good if we found one. The new Australian coach of the Wallabies, Ewan McKenzie, he's in a mood for change too. He's searching for, you know, the new faces, the new talents that might unlock something. A very new look Wallabies side for the Bledisloe Cup on the weekend.
Well, 5 debutants, 8 changes, Fran, from the side that lost to the British and Irish Lions in that last test. But I guess the one that everyone's talking about, when Ewan McKenzie took over from Robbie Deans as coach, everyone just saw it as a given that Quade Cooper would come back in the number 10 jumper. But over the last couple of days, the whisper has just quietened down a bit, and the new name on the block was Matt Tamua. He was born in Melbourne, grew up in Brisbane, I think went to Brisbane State High School, and was signed up straight from there by the ACT Brumbies. He's one of 5 Brumbies, given that the Brumbies have been the star performers in the super competition over the last little while. It's not surprising to see so many of them in this side. But obviously, Ewan McKenzie is just trying to shape this Australian side the way he wants it. And one of the things he said was that right now, the way he wants the Wallabies to play, it's better served by having Tamua in the number 10 jumper than Quade Cooper. Cooper will be on the bench. He'll be wearing number 22. And uh-huh. McKenzie still says he has a big role to play for the Wallabies.
And just briefly, Warwick, we better update ourselves on Zoe Buckman. She was running in the 1500 metres final. Congratulations on getting to the final at the World Athletics Championships. How did she go?
Sadly, Fran, she finished 7th. Now, the race was won by Abiba Aragawi from Sweden. Jennifer Simpson was the defending champion from the United States. They had a huge duel, those two. Uh-huh. And right at the finish, someone needed a big kick to win it. And as it turned out, it was Aragawi. That was probably the problem for Buckman. As much as she's improved over this championship, she's run a personal best in the semi-finals and so on.
Okay.
That she's just not quite strong enough yet, but she will get better.
Keep going. Warwick, thanks very much.